Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Not late, great yet. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. And also not late, but still great, our good friend Wayne Cruz is here. Wayne is Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
CEI is 30 years old now. We just had the 30th anniversary. We're a, you could say, small L libertarian policy advocacy group. But the emphasis on is on regulation for us. We don't do the war. We don't do social issues. We don't tend to do tax and budget. We focus on the regulatory burdens. We've got folks doing everything from chemical risk and safety to Dodd-Frank law to the energy regulation and environmental especially, which are huge burdens. And I tend to spend a lot of my time on tech policy and on these kind of bigger picture overviews of what the scope of the regulatory state is.
So if you go to CEI.org, folks, you can see some of the work that they're doing, including Wayne's 10,000 Commandments, which is his massive without peer study on the state of the on the regulatory state. That like some of the stuff we've been talking about. It's an amazing career that Wayne has created to track all these things, and we're the better for it. Wayne, thank you for your effort. I want to make one quick point. When we talk about things that impact regulations that impact small businesses are the bottom of the funnel on regulation. Mm-hmm. Because we get the blowback from the banks, the small banks regulation. We get the blowback from the big company corporation regulation, because these days a small business is just as likely to be an integrated partner with a big company, a large company, maybe a global company, as they are to be a storefront on Main Street. And so when we get our contracts, when we do business with these big companies, any given week or month, we could get a letter from that company that sent out to all their vendors. All right, we have to comply with this reg, therefore you have to comply with that reg. But Wayne, those don't show up on your small business list.
Right, they don't show up.
That's what I mean when I say we're the bottom of the funnel of this thing, aren't we?
Yeah, unfortunately, small businesses are, and it's any kind of regulation you talk about is going to be that way. Whether it's one of the executive agency rules or the independent agency rules, like from FCC or from the FDIC or one of the financial entities.
Yep.
I think what has to be done, there are a lot of things. I've been kind of on a kick recently about what would the president do if he were using the pen and phone to extend liberty rather than curtail it. And I think that one of the useful things is better reporting, and we've talked about this a lot in the past.
And more transparent reporting.
If Congress is going to update the Reg Flex Act, and their efforts to do that, part of it was in legislation this year that passed what we called the ALERT Act about regulation. There's some bipartisan push for that kind of disclosure with RegFlex. There's also a bipartisan push for a so-called Regulatory Reduction Commission, which we've talked about on other shows, that would just roll back chunks of the regulatory state each year by putting a package together. But I think one of the things we have to do is enhance RegFlex so that the kind of effect you're talking about, when the small business is having to get kicked around by a regulation that doesn't technically apply to it, but the big companies it's an associate with, mm-hmm. have to deal with the small business, have to deal with the regulation, and then say, you know what, we got to have this paperwork from you, we got to have X, Y, and Z from you. Better ways of reporting that and getting that burden disclosed, and then ways of reducing it. We actually got pretty good numbers on hours of paperwork. Yeah, not that you think the hours are expressed. That enough of them are admitted to by the federal government, or that the cost of those hours is enough. But we do get those kinds of estimates, and we can get better comments in, and we can get, I think we can build a groundswell for reform, because what's happened is everybody's talking about certainty. We have elections coming up. People are still unhappy about the economy. Even young people who are getting turned off by big government because of things like Uber and, you know, having that interfered with and things like not being able to find work. Yeah, there's an audience now for this, and if we're not cutting spending, that leaves us with doing something about the regulatory state so that people can find jobs.
We've got to find a way, Wayne, and I mean this with all my heart, we've got to find a way to sunset regulations. We've got to find a way.
That's absolutely right.
And the problem is, is we got bureaucrats whose lives depend upon the regulation. There are entire agencies that are based on regulations, probably that almost 100% of which should go away. What do you think?
We have to sunset them too. That's what I think.
That's exactly right.
I think we can.
CEI.org. Wayne Cruz, thank you for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He works really hard to expose the things that hurt you and me and our small businesses, and we appreciate him for that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.